Blog Talk Radio.
Dyson's latest vacuum is the only one to use a laser. It's precisely angled to reveal invisible dust. The slim, fluffy clean head's anti-static carbon fiber filaments pick up those microscopic particles. Suction is increased when needed, thanks to this special sensor, which counts each size and gives you scientific proof. It also comes with Dyson's pioneering technology, a high-torque cleaner head that automatically adjusts across different floors and dust amounts. 14 redesigned cyclones to maintain no loss of suction. The power of this hyperdimium motor and 5-stage filtration capturing 99.99% of dust. For the most powerful deep clean all around your home. Buy direct from the people who made it. Free delivery from Dyson.
Orny Dicey, Nigeria.
Up, I turned on my radio. The DJ played my song. I got up, got dressed and ready. I thought about you, so I called you right before I get. Just to tell you that my life won't be the same without you, cause
when I wake up with you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you, it makes you taste me higher. Without you, I'm a liar.
So I wanna take this time to tell you what's on my mind. I thought that you should know
you what you had in my life. Everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the line. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm walking with you. Cause the way you make me feel
is something real. If you love, baby, you be doing things. You're not the selfish kind of lover. And even though you know I can, girl, it amazes me the way that you have changed my life.
Cause when I wake up next to you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you,
take me higher. Wanna take this time to tell you what's on my mind. I thought that you should know
what you had in my life. Everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the line. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do. That's the reason why I'm walking with you. Cause the way you make me feel is something real.
Yo, listen, girl, before you came around, I was always trying to get
crossed the light, showed me that I was blind. It's the little things you do. It's the reason why I rock with you.
Yeah,
the way you make me feel. Something real.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Product of Damien Network. This is the Boston Chronicles. On air now from Lagos. So dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight, we're going to go on a journey, me and the guests and the hosts, and my words through poetry. You see, words and poetry is a forward journey for many of us to get a point across. And at times, to deliver a message that many may understand and many others don't. And at times, it might leave one in complete awe. But the reality is the poetry is a conduit that connects reality, fantasy, sensual, erotic, and consciousness to life. And we live it. It can be fiction or nonfiction. And yet we make it come to life in our reality. And it is my duty as a poet, a writer, to push my language and consciousness as far into the forbidden as possible. My concern is always language is thinking as pleasure. A person interested in, I guess you could say, fragmentation, yet the orphic utterance, dream logic, and the multiform self. For me personally, I celebrate my fragmentation as, I guess you could say, sexy, maybe a violated position for some, but I've consciously tried to be more innovative and less reductive. And sometimes if the listener is paying attention, I take off and place on my mask of confessions, and at times confiding and elusively, occasionally, ruefully, but most ardently, most of the time. Sometimes I'm just a fundamental imaginative leap between pleasure and reality. But the work can be up close and personal. Sometimes I look toward going on a wrong destination with my words. And sometimes it's just a normal function of my normality because there's a mandate that I signify. And sometimes I twist that signification without destroying the words. So I'm pushing sentences in a wrong direction without altering its grammatical composure. I'm here to amuse you, entertain you, and titillate you all at the same time. So that's enough about me and my exchange of words. So let's get to the meat of the show. This is a product of Damon Network. This is the Boston Chronicles on air now from Lagos. So dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So, let me do this piece called Silly Little Love Song. I have to write this silly little note to you for reasons you know of. To get with you, no problem at all. Because I prepared you for me over the term we've been knowing each other and I told you we became on another level, a partnership level. It's not about you giving me the pearls between your thighs or me going up in your hollow. It's about building a bond and bridging you and me as one, like in that place you desire. But past relationships have you in doubt. I want to take you to a place where bruises are not required, but healing is that requirement. A place you haven't yet visited yet, and I want to be the path you take to give you strength for you to make fear run for safety. Fill me in your spirit, then I can have your heart unabated. I don't want to turn your world. I want to be inside your world, turning wildly on each other's axis. His voice lowering in octaves, baby, I want you. But do she want to come into his realm and let him be the foundation of her entire world? He can be, if she allow him to be, black books must go and you must be willing to go with me for the pure joy of creating something and sharing it. See, I had to write this silly little love song so you dance with the lyrics. Yes, I want you, but in the right way. I want you to take the metal chains off your doors and let me in. But the question remains, will you? And are you ready for a man like me? Just remember, if know when God opens your eyes, don't deny what you see on the other side. It's always a great privilege to be shown the signs, even if he may not be what you want in this silly little love song. I'm not trying to rush you, yet you are doing a lot to avoid the answers as if the decision won't change your life, or you don't desire to have change within your life. Yes, beautiful, you've been out here on your own, all jazzy, beautiful, and fine, but what good is all that without stability when you allow others to trample on your self-worth? And that's the piece. You know, over the course of years, I watched from a distance how the voluptuous woman, the thick woman, is trampled on, talked about, because society says now body looks makes you. So I don't believe that to be so. So I wrote a piece about voluptuous dick woman. So I don't want nobody to be offended by what is said, because our beautiful plus-size women don't get their just due. So I wrote this piece to recognize them, and I don't need no negative BS about these plus-size women, because all of you plus-size women are beautiful. So for first and foremost, let me shout out to the thick and licious and voluptuous. Those with the big hips and sugar lips, let me give it to you. You are fine, big girls, wearing it so well. Keep your head up, big girl, rock, true queen. Society and magazines want you to believe, ladies, to believe that skinny and perfect skin are synonymous with beauty, and that's impossible. To be attractive without those unattainable standards, but this is clearly wrong. Men like me love curves, stretch marks, and even your not-so-plump thighs, legs, and stomach. Girl, let me show you I can caress them while with a smile, because they are the sign of your femininity. Plain in my eyes, sexy, never think you ugly, because you are not the size of zero. In fact, big girls rock. Never let nobody tell you different. Beauty is ubiquitous, inherent, and found in all of us on the outside and the inside. Your bodies are your physical bookmarks, that face for your world, and I'm in it. Sexy, voluptuous, baby girl. Happiness is an eternal sanctuary. Where you are is enough. Just where you are right now. Because big girls they rock. In peace. Coming up next is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Is Jackie from the
nowadays, I don't understand why my love doesn't love me like she used to before. Now lately, the sun just doesn't shine, and my paradise is gone. Girl, she's always complaining and blaming me for things I'll never do. And I don't know what it is that I did that was so wrong to make her feel I'll ever be untrue to her.
We have in the queue. And now,
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. Yes. How are you?
Hey, Takeda, how you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. How you doing?
Well, you know, since you're right here on this mic and you just made my day for showing up, it's a beautiful thing. I'm doing good. how you doing, though? How you really doing?
I'm doing good. I want to say something to you, though. I love your freaking voice. Your voice is perfect for radio, man.
You know what? I have to attribute all of that to my God that's up above. You know, I have to give that all to him for giving me this voice that I am and the wisdom and knowledge to be able to do what I do. And it's a beautiful thing to live out this this radio show, and with thanks to the Goldie and the rest of the Looking Glass Entertainment crew. You know, without them, you know, I would just still be a pin in a pin cushion. You know, I just come to hone this craft over here. You know, thanks to the Goldie. You know, I really appreciate him for letting me be here, and along with the crew who voted me in, you know, I just give all the thanks to my God up above. That's how we do it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to read a poem I wrote, and I had like three different ones here, but listening to you praise our God, I just grabbed my one on Christianity.
Okay. Well, do your thing, sweetie. Do your thing.
Do it, baby. All right.
Okay.
So many religions have surfaced today. Most of us wonder which one's the right way. Being brought up Catholic, I wasn't a fan. I was always struggling with listening to man. I just wasn't buying the crap that they said. My salvation is in Jesus through his blood he shed. Not sacraments and giving cash, confessional boots and Wednesday ash. These rules they speak of are all man-made. If you open the Bible, man's words will fade. You won't find them in there because God said it clear. You won't work your way into heaven, my dear. Most religions have put God away. They want your alliance and what you can pay. With Jesus nailed upon that cross, before his last breath he took, his words were spoken for us to hear. It is finished, and left us his book. I tell you the truth, there's only one God. When you take your last breath, he'll greet you and nod. I hope I am ready to meet him that day. I want to hear him say, well done, instead of casting me away. My works are just worthless. I'd end up in hell. That's why he sent Jesus. Now in heaven, I'll dwell. That's for you.
You know what? Let me say this to you. For those who believe in God, most of the questions are answered already.
Yep.
But for those of us who can't readily accept the God formula, the big answers don't remain stone written. But we adjust to we adjust to new discoveries and new conditions, and of course we are pliable. And love need not to be a command or faith or a dictum. I'm going to say I am my own God, but the God that lives in me commands that. And we are here to unlearn the teaching of the church and the state and what the educational system has taught us, because we're constantly finding that what they teach us is backwards from what the God gene that created us tells us to do. And so we are not here to make war or kill other people. We're here to laugh and enjoy this life until the end, until God makes room for us to wherever he's going to replant us. And that's what I have to say.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. So Brother O would like me to read another piece. So let me go back in and grab the other one.
Okay. Handle your business.
Here we go, baby. So this one is on bullying. And there's a reason why I thought I would read this one tonight, because I did a few interviews. I'm on different networks, and I did a few interviews with families that are anti-bullying and have done such incredible things to help kids that are being bullied, but also the bullies. Because we have to keep in mind, guys, the bully is also being bullied probably at home. So my heart breaks for even the bullies. So here's my piece on bullying. If your child is taught to always be kind to all other kids, your parenting's fine. But if you've not instilled that bullying's bad, then you should be punished, because that makes me mad. A child's not born to hate on his own. That disgusting behavior is taught in his home. When a child is chubby or a little less smart, if anger is shown, it was put in his heart. When kids are young and want to play, any kid will do. They don't see color, they don't see race, until their parents show them to. So shame on you if you're to blame for hurting someone's kid. You don't deserve to parent one, but unfortunately you did. One day I hope when your kids are grown, a different way he'll see and realize then how wrong you were and how he needs. This world is scary. There's so much pain and hatred that goes on. I hope in time this goes away and prejudice is gone. Bring back God, I beg of you. The time for God is now, because without God, such evil reigns with a heavy iron rod. Our kids need help. I'm telling you, the time is growing near, or else our future lies in them, a future filled with fear. There you go. That's my piece on bullying.
Okay. Okay. Now let me say this. You should never, ever make fun of something that a person cannot ever, ever change about themselves. But the reality is this for me. If you are horrible to me, I'm going to write a poem about it, and you ain't going to like it. That's how I operate, period. That's it right there.
There you go.
You know what? Yep, that's it. Well, we appreciate you coming through, doing your two poems. Both of them were beautiful. And, you know, I would have had a lot more to say, but it would have turned into a discussion, and we didn't want that at this moment. But that time is going to come where we're going to have discussions on bullying and religion and so on and so forth later on down in this transition that I'm making over here at Damon Network and the Looking Glass Entertainment Group. Okay? Appreciate you coming through. I'm going to sit you back down on the couch, and we'll go from
you're
there.
Awesome.
Thank you. Now, let me give you something. As you know, in life, we go through issues and problems in relationships. So I'm going to do this one piece called Wrong Fake Face. Okay. All right. Once upon a time, I had these deep feelings for you. But you didn't realize you broke your spell you cast upon me with a fake face. You did me wrong when I forgave you, but what bothers me is, what did you tell your man about me to give him a place to question me about you? You put that fake face on again. Yesterday, he was all up in my face talking crazy about you to me. You must have told him you were still in love with me, but I'm curious. Did you tell him that you were with me right before you married him and didn't tell me? Now you want to run back to me because he beat you for something you said about me? I warned you, face girl. Sweet, you got me really twisted. You played me, then you played him, and then you played yourself. And you think because I never stopped loving you, you feel you can play me twice. Listen, girl, your shit's going to catch up with you. See the signs, black eyes, split lip, and I'm going to attend your funeral. And for what? out of your stupidity of trying to play the end and the middle, let me clear your slate. 7 years ago, I gave you the chance of choice to be with me, but you thought the grass was greener because he had more money than me. You are really a gold digger that needs to be set free, and I'm going to free you from this day forward. Go to your husband and tell him the truth. I forgave you for what you did to me. Take off your fake face. Now go free yourself and never come back. I crashed the bridge between you and me. You are not worth the issues that's following you. You cast upon me another fake face. And have a nice life. Part two. Liberation. My inherent nature to gain liberation. A human expertise and experience of wisdom. Acuity is my agent, and I'm the policy holder deploying exceptional elegance. I may affect perception with psychological aptitude portraits that are measured with your standard eye. Guiding you with conventional wisdom, the proof of this premise might come to you. It might come to you in an odd way and overtake your thinking, but allow me to appear in self-liberation. One may think he is a puzzle, yet pay attention to the light board. Maybe I'm just a chess piece waiting on your cosmic move. Another thinks he is a miracle, but he is the premises of a man. Another might fail to understand, but he understands his multidimensional molecule, the grid of his multidimensional energy. The point of this mental compass is a pearl of simple wisdom translated into something beneficial, an esoteric moment that I hinted to you when we stepped into the organism of thought. I became complex. Our selves together coalesce and communicate liberation because we ended up being human. I'm aware that you are here. Can you see me in a much deeper liberation of mature wisdom? More specifically, developmental intelligence inside a mature psi-energy of cognition, the ever-present timeless immediacy of things as they are. Do not believe me blindly. Come and see a human experience, a human expertise of wisdom, a nurtured growth of an awakened and liberated heart. Then you should open the most spiritual eye to engage him as we communicate the liberation. Now, let us go to a track from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, Brother O.
Every time that we have an argument, always trying to win. I'm just getting loud again, but you ain't really mad at me. You just love the drama, cause you think it makes us real. All it do is cause a problem, and only keeps me from showing you how I feel. So,
I'm
ladies and gentlemen. That was that international internet radio hall of fame, this jockey, Brother O. This is the product of Damien Network. This is the Boston Chronicles. On air now. And Lagos, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Okay, who do we have in queue?
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey,
well, I'm speaking to
you. Hey, you speaking to the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. But other known as the magic man, right?
I love that introduction right there. That's boss,
hey,
right there. That is
I've
boss.
Been telling people for over 36 years I was here. But anyway, I'm here on another level. But tonight is very, very special. First of all, I want to say, you know, like that lifetime achiever, Jared Petito said about your tone of voice, bro. You got that vibrational thing going on, that frequency response. And I just want to say, man, I surely, surely appreciate the artwork that you do. You definitely are a true art form. But look, what I want to do is to introduce to some and reintroduce to others. Coming up next, that's right, my nephew and niece got next, okay?
Okay.
That's Mo Payne. That's my nephew, Mo Payne, and his beautiful wife, Mo Love.
Okay.
Let me listen to audience know. Who's up here tonight?
What's good in the hood, man? Y'all hear me?
Man, we hear you all the way out here live.
What is good in the motherfucking hood? Man, listen here. This is insane, Mo Payne. And I'm just trying to tell you, I done heard regular poems. I done read regular poems. The shit I just heard out your mouth, I don't know if I want to whoop my daughter ass now because she's going to be a little tramp-ass gold digger. I'm looking at her want to beat the shit out of her because what you said moved me. And when I got with you and I was right with you, you fucked my brain up talking about some different dimensional pathways to Wakanda. What the fuck? Let me tell you something. See, I know you know some shit, and I know you conscious because some of the words you said, I can't even pronounce them. I thought you said diabolical twice, and you didn't. But when you got dumb people, see, don't think everybody call you a smart just because I'm a comic and y'all done seen me. When you got dumb people, you got to slow down a little bit. See, you ain't got to just regular poem people clap. See, the little poem, the little white lady did, your little cougar friend that called, tell me, I love your voice. I heard him. I heard the little cougar call you. Little sexy voice, man. I heard the little cougar. I love your voice. Can I do my poems for you? I like both of them. The bully one, too. I clap for those. You got that shit people snap for, man. You got to be careful before you fuck one out brain up.
Oh, wow. You know, really.
See, Mo Payne. See, I'm there, but that's some shit I'd have paid for. I'd have cash apped you $10 and thought I was at a show. And then I'd have really fucked your palm up at work tomorrow because it moved me and I'd have told all the white boys, go beat the shit out your daughter because she's going to be a tramp.
You know what?
This is something for my love. I thought y'all was talking comedy. Y'all got me over here getting emotional. Y'all doing real shit on here. This is something for Miss Mo Love, the insatiable Mo Love. I'm going to put her on for a minute. I got to hit me some gin or something. I'm a man, and I ain't never really, you know what I'm saying, I ain't there nothing, but I would love to just hug you through the fucking phone. You know what?
Oh, my God. Whoa. I like that energy, man. Oh, my God. I love that energy, man.
Well,
really,
listen. Listen, Linda, let's don't stop. Shut your little tiny mouth, because you blew my mind. And I'm a poor. I can't catch up to what he's saying.
Wow.
Hey, listen. Listen,
really
Mr. Boston, your voice is off the chain. I got to tell you this. Your voice is off the chain. You is the quiet storm in Nashville.
Man, you got baby.
Listen, you have created names out here with that voice.
Wow. Y'all got me
speechless
over here.
I don't know what to say to you. I was going to say some conscious stuff to you, but you blew me.
No, okay, the real deal is this. What I said is that within every single person on the face of this planet, it's just that we have gifts, and we don't hone those gifts. I try to hone this gift every single day. And it's in you, and it's in me, and it's in everybody else. We just have to recognize the gift and hone it. And you got to be, and when you hone it, well, then the universe speaks to you, and the universe gives you what the listening audience needs to hear. Not what they want to hear, but need to hear. And that's what we do over here at the Damien Network. This is exactly what we do. You know,
well, listen,
we try to educate.
I want to give a shout out to the network because the team is tight. They doing a good job. And listen, it's funny that you said that. My uncle know this. This is my thing. I'm all about the gift. Listen, it's the gifted crew out here that got a job to do, and we need to get on our stuff. I'm laughing and stuff, but I know it's real. Listen, everything you said is the truth. We gifted in every area, okay? And our job is to bring the truth. The same way your voice touched me, it changed the vibration of people from within. It changes our DNA, man. It changes who we are. It heals us. And we're trying to heal our people, man, and the healing comes from us. We're not doctors. We're healers, though. We're healers with our talent. We're healers with our gifts. We're healers with our voice. We're healers with our action. And this is what we're called to do. And this is why this station was put together. This is why we was brought together to do what we're doing right now. It's good when we laugh because it heals us. You made me laugh so hard because it was so real. You too real, man. They ain't ready for you. But this is what we're brought here to do. I heard everything you said on every level. Man, you too real. You the truth. And I look forward to teaming up with you and to talking with you more and just to hear your word more because your word is the truth, man. We need that. And from one point to another, I thank you. I was going to do a spoken word, but you shut me down. I can't speak after that. Yes, you did.
Yes, you know what, though? You know, life brings us to a point. I lived a very hard life. I've been out here in this world by myself since I was 13. I lived a very hard life, and, you know, rough and gangbanging and selling dope and running women and, you know, everything that you could think of, you know. And if I went to prison, it changed me, you know, and I've never been back to the environment that I came out of. And I think that was part of what saved me. And then I got in touch with some people that put me on a very real spiritual level. And I ended up going to Thailand for 2 years and spending 2 years in the mountains with the monks. And I learned so much about me as a human being. And this is the offshoot of what happened there, and what I brought back with me here. And so I teach it and I speak it, and, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to have like-minded people with you and that agree with you, and not necessarily agree, but living it, you know, that's the beautiful thing, you know. So, yes. Thank you. I appreciate y'all coming through, man, and supporting this network, because over here, there's a lot of talent, a lot of spirituality over in this platform. So I thank you very much for coming through and supporting the Damien Network and the Looking Glass Entertainment. heads up.
For one night, I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I'll give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is understanding that works so well for how we are, 'cause neither of us that you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you 'cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share is so that I want you all to myself. It's only for tonight. Is that all right? All right with you, baby. Oh, I know that we both have our separate lives and we don't each other, but you can have me so that I can hold you until the morning comes and we can go back to how things were.
This is our host from our hip-hop show, man, the legendary Merc City Hip-Hop Program. His name is Retro Mizzy, man. This is like my son, man.
Okay. Welcome. Yes, indeed. Welcome. So let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
In your journey through writing, and through your journey of making music or rapping or whatever it is that you do, and what you do best. How do you traverse from your real self into your music and back into your real self?
That's actually an interesting question. But, like, I feel like as far as me with music or mostly, like, anything I do, I try to keep it as authentic as possible. So I don't really go outside of myself too much. When I make music, I feel like everything I make is me. And, like, I make that a point of, like, the music I make. I feel like when I don't just tell my story, but I tell the story of, like, people I've been around and the story of stuff that I love. But usually it's from my point of view. The only times I really take myself out of me is when I'm, like, rapping probably, like in the point of view of somebody else. But even then, I try to be as, like, knowledgeable about, like, what I'm actually talking about, so I don't like to sound dumb. But I do get into, like, taking myself out of it, because I would like to say that I partake in acting a little. So it's like, it helps. I would say that, like, it definitely helps. But as far as the music, I try not to strive too far away from what I would consider myself as.
Okay, I get that part. Yes, indeed. Well, you got something for us? Do you got something for us? You got to have something for us.
Oh, yeah, man, I got something for everything.
Okay, do your thing, man. I'm going to give you the mic for a minute. Do your thing.
So, I got a little poem about I got a poem about this little black teen that I once knew from a way back. I'm gonna just give you a little sample of it. I wouldn't consider it done, but it's definitely I would consider it a little nice piece. I haven't actually wrote poetry in quite a while.
But you know what though, man? Let me say this.
I thought you were.
There's nothing dumb in anybody's writing. Nothing. People have different mindsets, and they write with those mindsets, and there's nothing dumb about that. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing dumb about that. Speak your peace, man. You know, when you speak from the heart, when you speak from your inner being, and that's what comes out, that's what the universe wanted you to say, and that what you say might help somebody. You understand what I'm saying? So the mic is yours. Do that piece.
Gotcha.
I would like to hear. Okay.
To whom it may concern, as a loyal part as we were together, the man of your present can't erase your past. I've died on many battlefields defending your honor. Not for nothing. I mean, it's really no problem. Sometimes I probably got to swallow, and that may seem difficult as we grow old. We tend to go shallow. I just want you to know you'll forever have a place in my heart. You keep me full, so no worries are growing hollow. May the Most High bless you May the Most High bestow you with blessings and abundance. Trauma stemming from my adolescent and inconsistent nature led to changing your armor, gradually leading to the demise of our physical relationship. However, the spirit never dies. The love you felt with me could never be replaced nor removed, even if you try. The ramifications of our actions lead to the tears in each other's eyes. But I stand today to confess to your true self, the queen, to never be less than, to never let the workings of another hand cause uncharacteristic changes in your morality, to be a goddess in its totality.
Okay.
That's it. I fucked up a couple times, but hey.
Wow. Now see, and what did you say? Tell me what you said at the beginning about writing that piece.
Like, it was about a girl who I pretty much thought was like the one. Like, she was engaged and everything, and ended up not working out.
Yeah. See, you know, let me just tell you this. Every child comes with the message that God is not yet discouraged of man. You see, your thoughts are your messages to the world. Just as the rays of the message of the sun. You feel me, what I just say? Do you feel me?
No.
Yeah, that piece was dope, man. You know, I don't know what made you think that it wasn't as good as you thought it was. And I'm sitting here listening and deciphering, and the message was point and unclear, you know? So never think that what you're trying to say, what you write down, is silly or stupid, because there's nothing stupid or silly about a person's thoughts. You understand? You're in an arena of a social world, and some people just don't get what other people have to say or what they do say, and they hate on what a person says, especially when it touches their inner being and they don't understand it. You see? That point is a moving point, you know, and just go back to the drawing board, man, and just read it again, and you will see how clear and concise that it really is. So you dance with it. You dance with it like you swimming on the waves of the ocean, man, because that piece is a boss piece. You hear me?
Fuck out. Yeah.
All right. All right. Now we're going to set you back down on the couch, and I'm going to do this piece called Conscious Self-Hunger, and it goes like this. Within her eyes of steam, she was in search of something more. The very source of her creative impulse, like nature herself. Like nature herself, prodigiously conservative and yet transcending her own condition in her acts of a testing of the skill at creating motion with emotions. Her hungering vibe so strong like a lion, he was smooth and intent coursing through her vein as a man beast, bringing intimate fire. He laid his subconscious gesture that take meaning directly upon her consciousness, upon which her attention is centered, contented with her own emotional responses. Like creative butterflies boiling in her inner ocean, evolving conscious of another self-hunger. A self-hunger in her world, he is the present introspective analysis admitted. They are givens. Two physical organism recognition of each other in her world, the two were like the islands to be studied through parallel relations. Approaching a social experience physically determined inside her world, introspective self-consciousness. Recognizing subjective phases, they no longer disregard the source out of which the experiences arises, meaning itself presupposes. Their cells and their across her analogical bridge of self-projections in her world, they are slowly constructing an objective. Hypothetical and real, meaning light of recognition, has a reference, not amoglorians, but the objects in their socially conditioned experience. The process revealed in their introspection where they have reached the concept of self. They too attain attitudes which move inner feelings moving towards a reality. Implied towards visions in essence characterizes her inner consciousness if they too assume position. In the worlds of one another, he steps into her ability to experience, to feel her wakefulness, having a sense of selfhood and took control of her executives, the control system of her mind. affecting the world of her every moment like a lion. He was smooth and tent coursing through her veins as a man bringing intimate fire, making her every image a privileged place, entered into her treasury of her innermost being and bringing beauty into manifestation, merging finitude into infinity. And a virgin to silence experienced the unity of life, accepting her inner offering, making her fountain a distinct flow, and making everything creative. And they collided for hours into satisfaction. And that was that piece. Next piece. I don't know if I should do this piece because I wanted to bring the mind into a study mode. So the piece is called Free Will, Subjectivity, Objectivity, and Idea. What you see, you may not believe. What you hear, you may or may not know. What you think I may or may not understand, it pains to read and listen. Because you may not understand what is written to the mind's eye, he steps into the morning light and sunshine touches his life on a different plane, on an open avenue, on individual venues. Many different experiences and another's opinion may differ. Time is a moment of thoughts, a time moment of each day. A time of his philosophy is his thinking composed upon realms of composing social thought. Horizons of a million translations in retrospect, the ethical theory is founded on presupposition based on the precepts of a presenter's philosophy. Passages are written on the pages of free will, subjectivity, and objectivity ideals involving his thought. He is on all other levels of understanding coddled by restraint of mentality, with the chains of mentality and nationality unlocked from adventure rationality. Many will say he speaks from a ludicrous lack of the ideal of his free will subject objective form. Yeah, his formal presentation the sky of one individual might be freely able to understand why he is actually in a rational state of mind. An individual will say his intuition of the audience is drawn to his thought a certain reality. Here is a matter of actual understanding. An exposition of speech brought them into his realm unavoidable. Here is a matter, again, the exposition. Inward freedom of subjectivity is our own concerted will. An eye of seeing, our inner representative of the thinking, it is the residential identity of opposite. Still only something inward possesses that will, on the other hand, is an opposed aspect that is supposed to be at one. Those same abstraction and yet determination of will led to an automatic identifying confusion of meaning which will one wills or wills may not believe. The concrete idea. And that's Mr. Boston. All right. Here we go. Let us go to the next caller. Do we got another caller in queue?
Good evening, Mr. Boston.
And who may that be? Boy, that voice is like, ooh-wee, you caught me off guard with that one. Who that's in the building?
This is Deborah, Mr. B.
Oh, this is Deborah, Mr. B. And she said, this is Deborah, Mr. B. Well, Miss Deborah. And Deborah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Deborah McDonald-Jones.
Yes.
One of my long-time confidants, a lady that I trust because she trusts me. And we go back, what, 9, 10 years, I think?
Yes.
But mm-hmm. Either way, this is my confidant, the lady from New York. Love this woman to life. And when I say I love this woman to life, I love this woman to life because she educates me and I educate her and we grow. We have a bridge in life that can never crash. Nobody can take the pylons out of it. That's what kind of friendship relationship me and this woman have. So, Deborah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I just chimed in. I'm here.
I know. I appreciate you too. You know, it's a beautiful thing when people say they're your friends and they actually come out and support. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You take the time out of your day to come out and support the Damon Network and Looking Glass Entertainment, and we all say thank you. You know. And I'm going to say that next time you come, bring a friend with you. Bring a friend with you. You know, greatly appreciate it if you bring a friend with you next time. You know,
I'm going to try.
I know you got other things.
No, I'm going to try to get my daughter. I'm going to try to get my daughter to come in and do a piece or two.
Yo, you know what? Let me tell you something. Your daughter is a singer and a writer.
Yes, she is.
You know. Tell her that she needs to connect with me so I can get her on this show for an interview.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, really. Okay. I would like to have her on the show to do an interview. Tell her it's not going to be a very hard thing to do. All she has to do is come in and relax and just be prepared. That's all it is. I would love to get her interviewed so she can promote some of her music. Through the Looking Glass Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So I'll try to help where I can, you know, where I can. So, you know, I know she writes and I know she sings. So, and that's a good thing because, you know, singing is nothing but poetry with music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Absolutely. All right. All right. So I appreciate you coming through. And supporting this show. And you said you was going to be here, and I believed in you, and you showed up. And that's the beautiful thing. You showed up. All right. Thank you, Damon Network and Looking Glass Entertainment. Thank you. So, yes, indeed. Indeed. So, do you have a piece of poetry, though?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You got to be, look here.
Yeah, no, God, I'm not kidding.
Hold the hell up. God didn't put that. God, that ain't one of the talents that God gave me. God put all that talent into that little girl of mine.
She's got
the poetry. She's got the imagination and everything else to go with it. And she's coming when she comes. She's coming from my heart. But me,
Well, then guess what? Since you don't have a piece, I'm gonna do a piece for you.
Okay.
How about that? So you can go to bed relaxed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna do this piece for you. I'm gonna lay next to you until, in this moment, your desire for me to lay inside you, safely inside, with the fine weather that makes storms. Even if it takes some time, it's a learning process, and he respects you for that. She is fascinated by his words. Where we meet is in the silence behind them. It is not I love making for this or that reason. Not I love to make love to you. But if you want to make love, make me love you for no reason. Love making without object, you are love just for being who you are. Just for existing. You don't have to do anything to earn it. Your shortcomings, your lack of self-esteem, physical perfection, or social and economic success, none of that matters. No one can take this love away from you, and it will always be here. If I go into a place inside myself, that's love. And you go into that place in yourself, that's love too. We are together in love. Then you and I are truly in love, the state of being, love. That's the entrance to oneness. That's the space I entered when I met you. So The most important aspect of love is not in giving or the receiving, it is in the being. When I need love from you, I need to give you that same love. I'm caught in an unstable situation being in love rather than giving or taking love. That thing that provides stability, being in love means seeing the beloved all around me. But let me take us back to making love to you. Will she allow me? Will I allow her? See, we are deeper in this than you know. My body inhales you and quivers with bliss. Where my senses are reeling from the strength of desires, and if I can't have you soon, I'll be consumed by the fire. I have to feel your tender touch. I have to hear your voice. No other one can take your place. You're it. I have no choice. Bonded to you in emotional bliss, united in physical rapture. I realize my dreams and fantasies engulfed in contentment and satisfaction. I know heaven is in your arms. My intense hunger nourishes deep yearnings fulfilled. I'm open to you in total trust. You are my refuge, my everything. I thought I knew myself, and I did, but you looked deep inside me and found fresh new things for us to share. Before I met you, I thought I knew about love, but I didn't until I met you. When you're away from me, I long for you and my thoughts in the center of my soul. I yearn to see the affection in your eyes, the brown depth of love for me. I crave the safe warmth of your arms around me. My cave of comfort, ease, and peace. My body aches with hunger. The exquisite torture of delay, ecstasy, come soon. Deborah, come soon. I long for you. I ache for you. Please bring all that I crave in your incomparable self. In peace. You there?
Thank you.
I am. Ooh, that cut got me. Like, ooh-wee. But anyway, ooh-wee back. Wow. This is the product of Dance David Network. This is the Boston Chronicles. On there now from Lagos. You got to dial in at 516-453-9133. You must press that one to join the conversation brought to you by Look Glass Entertainment. Who we got next in the queue?
Hey, Mr. Boston, it's Ebony Dawn Starks, the commissioner of O&E. How are you tonight?
Ah, how you doing tonight? Man, you know, it's a wonderful thing being over here with a nice, what a beautiful group of people over here. You know, I'm so joyed coming in this room on this platform and being able to do what I do, you know what I'm saying, being able to entertain people and just, you know, wow. It's so exciting over here. You know, there's a lot of energy over here. So, you know, that good energy. So, yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, and I'm enjoying your show. As a fellow author, I'm enjoying your writing, your poetry. Keep up the good work.
I'm trying, but, you know, I couldn't do this. I really couldn't do this without the support of all my readers and all my followers and the Damon Networks over here. You know, I just really enjoy being over here. It's like putting on a new pair of shoes over here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm loving it over here.
Yeah, I love it over here. So, you know, appreciate you coming through us and enjoy the show, you know. And do you have a piece of poetry? That's what I want to know.
I don't have a piece of poetry, but I do want to just say one thing, if that's okay.
Okay.
I would like to congratulate Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders on his O&E syndicated all-time connection record, with the second all-time with the Darlene Lawrence champion after our first network Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Mr. Boston.
Wow. What? What? Oh, my goodness. For real?
You did it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm elated now. My. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, you can do your piece.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Wow. You can now do your piece. I'm at a loss for words right now.
Well, I just want to personally just say I'm very, very happy that you're part of this network, this part of our O&E family, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You have a great night.
All right. You too. All right. What we got next?
Good evening, Mr. Boston.
That, you know, let me tell you, that voice right there, that voice. I've been knowing that voice for over 11 years. That lady has been writing with me for over 10 years. That voice can be disseminated from any other voice. So Miss Lois Shaw, a.k.a. Lady of Love, a.k.a. my pen partner, how you doing tonight?
I am so good. I'm over here smiling, and, you know, I should have come in and said congratulations, you know, on your award. You know, you deserve it.
You deserve it. Lois, you've been knowing me for a long time, and you know, I really don't look for awards. I really don't look for nothing but being able to educate and write poetry, you know, because it's in my heart. It's in my soul. It's in my spirit. And I'm a firm believer in this. And my daddy had told me this when I was like 6 or 7 years old. You can gain all the wisdom and knowledge and book knowledge that you want. But until you give it back, and if you don't give it back, it don't mean a thing. So I followed that acronym of my father. And I tried to give back everything that I learned over the course of my 63 years of being on this planet. And I've seen a lot, I've traveled a lot, and, you know, try to give back. You know, I try to give back. It might not be monetary, but I try to give back something. Because life puts you in a position and it teaches you. And the universe teaches you. And you have to give in order for somebody to have growth. You have to give them something to grow on. And I always try to do that. I always try to create something that you can grow on in my work.
That's an amazing philosophy to live by. Because on the physical side, what you can see, if both of your hands are closed, nothing comes in and nothing goes out. And so therefore you sit stagnant. You don't grow. You yourself don't grow. So the seeds that are in you, if you don't plant them in someone else, basically that's what I'm saying here. If you don't plant those seeds into another living being, then you're stagnant and you cut off their growth.
So what do you have for us, Miss Lawrence? What do you have for us tonight?
I got a piece of poetry, and it's geared toward my sisters, my queen sisters, that, you know, I think this piece of poetry would wake them up and shift their crowns on straight, you know, and not singling any one person out. But these things happened to me in my life, and I correlated them in such a way to make people think. You know what I mean? You know, don't be so free with just doing things to people and doing, you know, stuff and just walk away from it. You know what I mean? Without saying, I'm so sorry. You know, please forgive me, you know. So, you know, I don't want to take too much time because, you know, I've got to run anyway. And the name of this piece is How Do I Sisterhood With You? Strange at times. Others completely perplexed. Love of myself is not an ego trip. I learned to increase in positivity and for the sake of balance and order, turn the negativity down at all times. I'm never a victim when it comes to your mismanagement of your outpouring, thereby signifying clearly why the reins of maturity have placed a bridle on my sisterhood mare. It's almost impossible to ride with you. At 8, I wanted to be your friend, and you chose to alter the characteristics of my new dress and found it funny. Even at that young age, I knew something was wrong with the process of thought that entangled the webs of horror imaginations floating in your shifted crown. How do I sisterhood with you? I loved you way into adulthood and watched you fumble and error with the choices of lovers. I listened to tales that curl the hair of my mind to know you had endured the lack of love in your life at the hands of some cruel, sadistic maniac that silenced one or two of you permanently. I think about you and my heart hurts for you. What was also tangled, conversations you wanted to drag me into, talking ill of another sister, my reluctance to engage in that chatter came from my upbringing. Carry no tales and watch those that do was rehearsed in my hearing. I'm quiet. You took it to mean I was slow. I cursed a few expletives and you didn't like the sound from me. You recognized my anger, but not my love for you. You stole from me, spilled grape soda on my white sofa. Your man said, flat, you're not a friend, but I was a friend to you. I said nothing and forgave you. See, now, why I prefer to talk to a dude before you, and as some of them are not worthy either, but we are sisters. We should have a strong bond. When I need to talk, what we discuss should stay with us, not spread far and wide. This is why I don't confide in you. My husband warned me about you in my youth to never, ever discuss our character or criticize my man with my sisterhood or anyone else for that matter. He hated me because his man adored me and kept me close to him in his protective care. Why, sister? He knew you better than I did. My love for you hesitated my hand to embrace, to embarrass you and call you the wretched names most gave you. You never saw me loving you. How do our sisterhood with you? Now we are mature and you do you and I definitely do me. Your concern is how much younger I'll look if I dye my hair. You know that's not me, but you offer suggestions that have no tie to me. You cry for a sisterhood, but you didn't make yourself a righteous sister to cover under sisterhood with me. I'm so lovingly hopeful. There now. I love you. Tonight. But how do I sisterhood with you? That ends at peace.
Oh, you know what? You know, and you know very much well, so that when I built my page, I built my page around the female entity. And over 10 years, I honed this page just to bring some of the sisters together. And we over here on my page, written not to be descriptive, and Jeffrey the Mental Seducer, and Jeffrey the Nightlight, you know, we built a few bonds that can't easily be broken. And we are here for that, you know, for that purpose, you know. And the thing that I had to answer one time was, why is your page so successful? And the reality of the page being so successful is because I converse with my reader. I converse with them on a daily basis, sometime in the middle of the night. And I have an open phone that I've given my number to a few people, and when they have issues, they call me. And I can't solve every issue, but I give a little bit of advice and so on and so forth, and you can take the advice and run with it, or you can take their advice and apply it. Excuse me. And that's what built the bond between my female constituents, and I so love my sisters. I love them because they're doing a great job at keeping, holding each other up. And that's what I appreciate about all my female readers and my constituents that read my work. But anyway, yes. Miss Lois, I'm going to sit you back down on the couch because it's getting late, and I don't want to hold it all up, hold you up from getting your beauty rest. So what we have next, we have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, Brother O.
I've been thinking about the times that I shared with you, and there's something that I figured out. Darling, you must have been heaven sent. There isn't nothing better than the things that you say and do. No, so why do I feel I'm being played for fools? Whenever you call on me, I come through for you. But when I need you, you can't seem to do the same for me. And I love that you pay your phone on mine when we're alone. But sometimes when I try to reach you, I wonder if it's just busy or you don't know that it's me. Cause you love me, don't you, girl? I know you do. I know you do, baby. All the wonderful things that you put me through, baby. I know you love me, baby. I love you too. Because I love you. Now every day when you're around, you always cater to my needs. Like, you seem to be concerned if I'm eating or sleeping properly. Yeah, it has to be the greatest thing to know the one you love loves you back. Or is the love you have for me really true? Or is it just an act? Cause when you're hard at work and when I'm hard at work and we can't talk, we just page each other with our sexual wishes. But when we're spending quality time and you're paid your rings, I wonder who could it be when you answer laughing at your reply. Or is it that I'm just being suspicious? Cause you love me, too suspicious. I know you do. I know you do.
Reality to you is I want to be something to you that fosters respect without rejection. As real as I am, I desire you to be without any mask. What you are, I must respect. But it is my job. I as a man to pour into and elevate you to walk beside me, accepting the woman completely. Maidens, that you accept who they are and who they want to be, even if that is not in agreement to whom you are or who you want to be, or worse, who you think they should be and who you think they should want to be, even though we can't make one another whole. But fold into our envelope, associate positivity without being negative towards each other. I want to be with amazing women who are open, loving, independent, who desire to be with those kings as such. Relax, lady. Don't be so uptight. You know you want that same acuity, a place of protection and security, a beautiful, normal, good time, and it has nothing to do with sex. But every bit of communication, can we just be friends? Some say it's not possible, but nothing is impossible. If we have friends that boundaries, don't you think being optimistic doesn't mean avoiding reality? It means facing it with the confidence that you can achieve a positive outcome, acknowledging all of yourself. I see you, but on another level. I see you beyond the apple-bottom booty, the plump watermelon-plump chest. I thrive on your spirituality and your beautiful intelligence, and I want you to be happy and accept life as it is and let go of what you cannot control, because life is bigger than you and will impose itself upon you each time. As life has sent me to impose me upon you, queen, woman, ladies, and those who want to be, there's no me without you, and vice versa. My reality to you is I want to be something to you, the fostest respect without rejection. As real as I am, I desire you to be without any mask. What you are, I must respect, but it's my job to pour into you and elevate you to walk beside me. The way you think about yourself turns into your reality. And if you draw accurate conclusions about who you are and about me and what we are capable of doing, you limit our potential. Our reality reflects what you believe you deserve, and I feel we deserve to be friends, to communicate our emotions and feelings without crossing our boundaries to queen, woman, lady, and those who want to be. I generate a positive momentum which I bring forward to pour, elevate, to walk hand in hand that communicates to you. So the question is, are you a queen, woman, lady, or confused about which one are you? Are you ready for that king you to search for? The boy of generation hasn't been reborn just yet. That's in peace. This piece is called He's a Wonder in Your Life. What do you wonder when I look in your eyes? Tell me. I wonder by the look in your eyes until the moment that you give your love to me. There's a fever burning deep inside. Ooh, wee, sexy, you hot. He is the wonder of your life. Is there another in your memory you want to fly? Don't want your feet on the ground? Am I the guy that has your attention? My desire is to go insane. Want to kiss your eyes softly. You and me discovering another world, what do you wonder when I look in your eyes? He is the wonder of your life. Trust me now, don't be afraid. Write me on your heart as if today is your very best, the very best day of your years. You look intently in the thrumming of his heart of you. I wonder what I look like in your eyes. Can you tell me who I am? Do you close your eyes when I feel you? Have his wishes deeper to kiss you? Do you close your eyes if you miss me? He's the wonder in your life. Can I touch your sky with my eyes until you realize that I am the best, it's best before your eyes? I love mirrors before us both. I feel your eyes compelling mine. Yes, I am your moment of pause. You wonder if your eyes are playing tricks on you in my vivid dreams. My eyes are seeing you our reality. And you're smiling in peace. All right. What we got next in here?
Tell me how long it's gonna take. Huh? It's beautiful, don't get ready, we gon' be late. Yeah, try and be cute, but
our future passing us by. Ain't it about time? Got together.
Popping out searching.
Yeah, I looked all around for you and now it's all. Girl, you got me like. Can last a test, no doubt. Yeah, into my passion, no one to rush about. What we are is already written in the stars. Already good, but you could make me better.
I've been out searching.
Yeah.
Happenstance, this pleasant surprise. Flicking around like time lies, every time flies. How long does perfection take? Girl, you are already blessed past the collection plate. Triple don't last always, books were made for turning pages. But as long as you took, I thought you never would have made it. Our names and license set a race in time. We taking time off and hope they keep that sign on until we sign off. Where you been, girl?
Oh, where you been? I've been here waiting on you. They just were so wrong. They got
Six, you and Q, you on the mic, call the six. Hello, how y'all doing tonight? This is LaPearl and Nick.
Oh, what's that, girl? You know, it's been such a long, and when I say long time, it's been a long time.
Yes.
You
it's
know,
all
you
good,
know what?
Though.
I haven't read nothing from you in such a long time, and I guess it's because I be changing pages so often, you know, that people can't keep up. But, you know, when they throw me in jail, I just go to my backup pages, you know. So it is what it is. How you doing, though?
I'm good, you know. I haven't, it's been a long time, but, you know, I got my thing going on over there at Epiphany, but I have, you know, every once in a while I gotta see if I can creep up in here and listen to my favorite DJ, you know, Brother O.
Okay,
he's got it going on. He be having me jamming, you know.
Yeah, he be jamming over here, that's for sure. That's definitely,
yes,
he be jamming over here, you know. So, you know,
yes,
so what you got for, what do you got for I'm not letting you get away without you doing the song.
I wouldn't come over without bringing a piece. Yeah, come on now.
You know,
I got something for you.
You're so powerful. You know, when I read your work, you're so powerful in your style, your vermin, the way you bring it across is undeniably you, you know.
Thank you.
Handle your business.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm a fan as well. All right. This is called My Hidden Away. If my eyes could show my soul, you would cry when you see me smile. And sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I'd stopped wondering how I was seen in others' eyes because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love, curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart does he want to know? Should I even expose my full light? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something deep within me, and I don't know if his existence is my heart's master or muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind. After all, it is my secret. It wasn't my intention to fall. I just wasn't looking. Holding my away, my truth is like the last of winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. So I bring myself to stillness and witness the colors of nature, because everything I touch with tenderness pricks like the thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart and mind. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. So whether revealed to him or not, just as in silence alone, I feel my heart and marvel at the miracle. This is sacred, so I will always care. And that's that piece.
You know what? See, you come up in here, and you come up in here and do this thing the way you do your thing. But I'm gonna stay to you with your hidden desires. Okay. All friends have secrets, and because we're like three-dimensional shapes on paper, we all have inside, and there are some secrets we don't even reveal to ourselves, for real. Your hidden desire, Louie. girl.
You know what? Now, tonight, being Wednesday night, is my show, The Love Zone, where I co-host with Ms. VIP. And our topic tonight was, do you love yourself enough do you love yourself enough to, I can't remember, and it's my topic. It's basically, do you love yourself enough to, it's all of you, to your person, or, mind, body, and soul, or must you keep hitting certain parts of you? What that topic was.
You know, sometimes you have to wonder because, you know, with what's going on out in the world and what's going on with our people, could anybody even connect to their, you know, some people don't know how to connect to their inner self. You know, they rather give their love to another person and let that person control the love that they have, and they always end up devastated and broken, you know. And everybody needs to go inside their self and look inside their self and see if they truly, honestly love their self. And when I say that, I mean, in order to really love yourself, the human body and the human mind have to be in touch with the spiritual self so their soul can talk to them and not let their brain tell them what to do. And you know what else I've discovered over the months and years that I've been on this earth is nobody really pays attention to their intuition. You know?
That's
a big issue of why we in this turmoil that we in today. You know, we have been conditioned to believe anything and everything anybody says, and we never take the time to dissect what the person said and make changes on our fly. You feel me?
You know what?
Yeah.
I think that is because, for one, nowadays, even more so than any other timeline or time frame, we are living in a narcissistic society, and it's pretty much
absolutely
solo for self. It's all about me, me, my, I.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's ego. It's ego. When people learn how to release that ego, and it's nothing but it's all it is the need to have control of everything. We have to sometimes let that go. And the inner part of us, our inner psyche will take over and lead us in the right direction. So you're right. It's a spiritual thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people
absolutely
don't know that. They're not in touch with themselves
mm-hmm
enough to be
exactly
transparent. We, like you said, we all have that hidden part of us, and we have every right to keep that hidden. Because nobody needs to know every last thing about us, okay? We still learn ourselves every day. But at the same time, don't be so closed off to humanity that you don't allow love in, okay? And I'm talking about from every aspect, spiritually, mentally, physically. You can't let that love in if you're not open to it. So I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I've learned over the course of years that if you give everything to a person, that person
mm-hmm
is not going to give that back to you. And as soon as
mm-hmm
something goes wrong, then they're
mm-hmm
going to use it as a weapon against you. And I've learned that over
mm-hmm
the course of years, you know. And so
mm-hmm
I'll let you in so far until my intuition and my spirit say, trust you. And then when it says trust you, I'm only going to give you so much more after that. Then I'm not going to give you anything after that. Because you got to show me that you accepted that and you accepted me for what I told you and not trying to use it against me as a weapon. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Trust is earned.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, big sister, I'm going to sit you back down on the couch because it's an ugly time. You know what I'm saying? It's Nazi time, so we're going to let him get the mic, you know, bring it to a close. We're going to let him have the mic. Okay, appreciate you coming through. Thank you so much.
Baby girl, this, I don't know what you're thinking, what you're playing with you. I'm just trying to keep it real. never work. Huh? Yeah, you might be right, but I'm acting different. Cause there just ain't no way getting around getting hurt. No, but I don't see how it means we can't get together. I ain't gonna lie, I know this ain't gonna last forever, but we'll cross that bridge when it's time. Just as long as everything's understood, whatever happens, we gon' still be good. Cause baby girl, let's get on.
Thank Music Soul Child for his outstanding artistic genius, and my hands on the wheels of steel tonight. First of all, I'm so proud of this poetic, outstanding performance from Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. He was the one that I needed for this network, a person that can bring people together to help people and change people. That's Ornie Dynasty's mission statement of it in saving lives. We congratulate Mr. Boston on his second already syndicated station, all-time connection record tonight, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. That's most important. All the callers that, you know, raise their hands at this time, hey, another month, you're right back with us. I want to thank all of the people that counted that robbery to come on to this show tonight and celebrate Orny Dynasty. It's the first day of our new year. Last night was Orny Honors. And we had an outstanding night of recognizing the people who do the work here at Orny Dynasty. I'm just a house DJ, right? I'm here to be acceptable for all my hosts. Tomorrow night on these Orny stations, we're bringing back the coach. And everybody has been waiting for this. The great Derek Gibson in Coach's Corner, 9:30 Eastern. Standard time on these O-N-E stations, y'all. Wow. How about that? We're ready for you. Our year starts now. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O-N-E, which is Ola Deli and Goes the Enterprise. Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Primetime one at damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Boston Chronicles, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Deli. That goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing and Shrining. The 2019 International Internet Radio Disc Jockey is Ronnie, but most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, man. Mr. Boston, you have 2 minutes left to go in this program. And again, congratulations on the Darlene Lawrence Championship tonight. The ONE all-time connection record tonight. Your second. Let's get it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, appreciate y'all coming through tonight. Y'all really made my day. I really, really appreciate all you people who came through and listened to the show. the great music, the great DJ behind it all, and, of course, the producer of the show, Ozzy, and I appreciate you. So let me say this. Same time tomorrow night, y'all tune in and enjoy yourself for the rest of the night. I got to go to work at 3 in the morning. So good night.
I'm your candle.